All right, so today I'm going to talk about a development and the evaluation of a waiting room app called My Plan, and actually some of the points that Ms. Marshall made about real time and what it was like real time is what we actually did, so it'll be very interesting to talk about what has happened in our study. The authors have no disclosures to report. So our learning objective today is to understand the development and design of a mobile contraceptive counseling app, and so identify how apps can be used to complement clinical care and educating women about methods of contraceptive, including long-acting reversible contraceptives, as we have known as clots. So a little bit of background. As you know, the implant IUD, which are LARCs, are endorsed for adolescents by the American Academy of Pediatrics and ACOG. And as was expressed earlier, people often tend to overestimate the harms of these methods and underestimate the benefits. And some of that is just because of knowledge, of historical information, but we know that those ideas and thoughts are out there. And we always are searching for novel approaches that are needed to educate and to empower young women as they make their contraceptive decisions. Something that's really bit new that I want to talk about for a minute is about our center. Our center is a research center that's very interdisciplinary. We have a unique design lab and also a narrative lab in which we are constantly working to incorporate these innovative ideas in our research. And so one of the kind of techniques we use and the theories we use is human-centered design. So it's a design process that is used in the design world and innovation world, in which you do this process of ideation, iteration, and implementation. So you're doing this constant new ideas, then prototyping those new ideas, and then implementing it into the community. You're also using your end users through the whole process. So the people who are going to use it at the end are involved in every step of this process. And we also recognize that we have a clinician on our staff who is the director, and this need to use wait time in a clinical setting better. And that's what we felt like our app will fit in that wait time period. All right, so our study came from pretty much a study of quality control study of some of the clinics that our staff members was working in. And we found that when it came to contraceptive uptake and awareness, that these were three points they were struggling with. And they found that there was insignificant client education materials, limited time for client counseling, as has been pointed out earlier, and a client's lack of information on IUD in particular, but LARCs in a bigger sense. So we wanted to create something that addressed all those needs. And so what came out of that was the development of a tablet-based app for use for patients during the wait time before they saw their clinician. So really using that time to really create this environment of comparison learning, increased knowledge, and also some decision makings before they went in to see the clinician. All right, so the way we designed the app, as I told you before, we use human design, which is client-centered and theory-based on this design method. We also use video testimonials that were very culturally relevant. And so we use these in a way that was in line with the theory of planned behavior. So we use, in the discussion of these real-time testimonials, the young women talked about their intention to use LARC, their cultural norms around LARC, and also the behaviors around using this form of contraceptive. So that was our way of using this theory to kind of boost this app. So the app is not just a reading kind of pamphlet on steroids of an app, but it also includes these testimonials that really spoke to the young woman who was using this app. Noted before, we used it like an overview, a comprehensive overview of methods on a continuum of effectiveness. And on the side, you can see a couple of the interfaces of how they really look. So they're not as text heavy, they're more visual heavy as far as understanding. And then we, in doing this ideation with our end users, we came up with these three points of more discussion where they can get more information. How does it work? What can I expect? What will he think? And what will he think is came out of ideation, and a young woman said, well, you know, noting that they do a very didactic decision making. Like, it's not just them, it's about the partner, it's about what the mom says, it's about what the auntie says. So they really take that all into consideration. So we really, really felt that it was important to just put, like, what were these other people think also about this? All right, so we went through a usability testing, which is also in line with the human design of iteration and prototyping. So we tested out the videos for favorability and trustworthiness, the app for ease of use, of likability, how well was its functionality, and also we used it to kind of do a constant refine. So this app was refined many times and taken back into the clinical setting in the weight room to see what the young ladies were thinking about before we actually started our study design. All right, so here's our study design, and we are actually still currently doing collection in all data points at this moment. But we did a randomized control trial of around, our goal is to get 225 young women attending three different family planning clinics in the Chicago area, two on the south side and one on the west side, and for those of you who are from the city. And the inclusion criteria was young women 14 to 29 who were at the visit seeking birth control, but not intended for LARC. These were people who were not seeking to become pregnant or was not currently pregnant and were English speakers. So everyone who enrolled saw a baseline survey that was also on the app, also on the iPad. And then the control, after they finished baseline, they went directly to see their standard clinical visit. In the intervention side, there was a baseline survey. Then those young women actually saw the app, and they got to play around for the app as long as they needed to. And then they got an immediate post-survey, a very short survey, and then they would filter back into their clinical visit. So as you can see, we really was trying to utilize this wait time that some of these clinical care visits found that there was a problem with their clinic, that they had all this wait time where people were just sitting in the wait area looking at each other, okay? And then we do a three-month follow-up to really see what was the effect of contraceptive uptake and a retainment of knowledge that they possibly learned from the app. Here are some of our demographics. As you can see, our mean age was about 21 years old, but there was a variation between 14 to 29. And for most of these, there was no significant difference between the control and the intervention group. Majority was African American. I will note that this research study was specifically targeting African American young women and Latinas. So definitely that's why you see the those two racial ethnicity groups listed. A good portion of them had some college. Many of them, most of them were in some sort of relationship, identified as some sort of relationship. Huge amounts that have ever been sexually active. And there's a pretty decent percentage that have never been pregnant, but there was also some variation and parity also. The very interesting one that I want to note is the contraceptive awareness, so at the very bottom. So we found that even though the uptake, and I'll show you the next slide that shows that the current use is very low for LARC, there is a substantial amount of young women who know about IUDs and implants. Particularly, I want to put it out there that the clinics we were using had a very robust awareness campaign around LARC. So the young ladies did hear about it, see posters about it, but that did not necessarily translate to uptake. Okay, and then the most significant one was the ever heard of implant, and as you can see, it was a significant difference in our intervention group had significantly different amount of people who would have ever heard about implant versus our control group. Now as you can see here, like some of the other presentations, that condoms, pills, and actually the shot had very high numbers of ever use and primary method. And then we have high intentions of young women who said they were interested in starting in the next 30 days. And many of these young women who came to the clinic were there for some sort of birth control counseling or reload or something like that. All right, so acceptability of the MyPlan app. So overall, I'm not going to spend too much time on this, but we asked them on a scale of a 5-point scale, and this is just our strongly agree and agree. So overall, the young women love the app as far as just liking in general, wanted to recommend it to others, liking the videos, the information they got, the layout, ease of use. So we know that this age bracket really loves technology, and technology can work for us as much as it works for everybody else out there who's using it. So in conclusion, we found that as the first 2 points really connect to the last slide about this app has very high potential of acceptability and engaging for the patients that come through these clinics, particularly as it connects to LARC. And our videos did really focus on LARC because we realized that most people had the least knowledge about the LARC methods. We found that this process and this app can be very scalable and accessible. It's something we used. We actually took iPads into the clinic. It was something that she didn't have to sit at a computer. Most of the young ladies in the waiting area had their mobile phones doing anything stuff on it anyway, so it was very much in the mindset of these young people who we talk with. And in supporting any family planning care. So it's something that can be integrated very easily. Our next step is we're continuing our data points at all points, and at 3 months follow-up is very interesting for us because at that point we'll see what the knowledge uptake was and what the contraceptive uptake. Was there any changes in the contraceptive uptake and if anybody changed over from a LARC, from a hormonal, et cetera. We also are exploring additional avenues for app use. So if anybody goes to a clinical setting, everybody is on a smartphone. There's a lot of opportunities for smartphones and what to do with those phones because they're so mobile. Also personal assistant device. Everybody have a Fitbit or something similar to that. So can we incorporate something like this into more of those personal assistant type apps? And also just keeping in mind that a lot of clinics are moving to more technology spaces, and is there any opportunities to kind of connect to those spaces also other than just the weight room? And also conversation with providers about implementation. We worked at 3 different clinics that had 3 different styles of flow. They had very different styles of load, of client load. So the expectations were a little bit different, and we had to be flexible with implementation. I want to acknowledge our partners. We use some Planned Parenthood of Illinois clinics, all the women who participated, and the William and Floyd Hewlett Foundation, who is our funder.